Jamie, I want you to listen to this. I don't know whether you saw it last night on the telly, although you would be a bit of a kneel in honour of Martin Lewis, wouldn't you?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah. Did you see his programme last night?
No, but I saw a clip that he had prepared earlier, which dealt with the same subject. So I'm aware of the sentiments from Mr. Lewis, but yeah, it would be good to hear it.
Okay, this is what he had to say. He basically wants to do away with Christmas. Have a listen.
Some people say to me, hold on, what about the gift of giving? But I have to be honest and say that can actually be selfish. And here's why. It can misprioritise people's finances and create a financial burden. So I've got here. If I give a gift to you, there you go, what do you feel you need to do? I'll take your scarf, thank you. There we go. Lovely, you give it back to me. Now, let's say I spent 20 quid on that, and I'm affluent and I thought I was being generous to you. I've effectively forced you to spend 20 quid on that scarf, and you might have chosen that your children need more new shoes instead. So I've misprioritised your finances by giving you a gift. So what I think, it is time for us to get off this gift-giving treadmill. I think sometimes the best gift is releasing others from the obligation of having to give to you. Let's work together to ban unnecessary Christmas presents.
And he goes on to talk about Secret Santa and things like that, but he also says later in the chat that he really does want people to cut back, to absolutely cut back on buying gifts. And he got more applause. He got further applause. Do you see some wisdom in this, Jimmy?
Yeah, actually, I did see the clip. I know it was transmitted last night, but if you go online, it seems to have been pre-recorded some time back. So I did see the whole excerpt that you're talking about. And, I mean, basically, I agreed with him pretty much all the way. I suppose it's disillusion with present giving started when I was very small and asked Santa for a present at Christmas, and I'd specified toy soldiers, maybe a wee sort of a cannon which would have fired wee miniature cannonballs, and you know, it set up a wee army, and I ended up getting a mini pinball machine. And I thought, how could Santa have got it so wrong? Santa, in all his wisdom, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe when I got it. And I suppose I've always been a bit of a cynical person about Christmas ever since. You know, of course, this is boring, but economists have worked out how much actually it's wasting. And they do this by saying what it costs you, right? So you buy a nice tie for somebody at £25, and then what the worth is to them, and they think, well, you know, I'd give you a fiver for that. So there's £20 wasted. And they totted it all up, and this economist in America said there's about £50 billion worth of waste in present giving. They call it for the holiday season, because, of course, they don't talk about so much Christmas, but they're covering Christmas as well as other religious festivals. But £50 billion wasted, and I'm sure we here in Northern Ireland make a fair contribution to that total. I mean, it's just like, you have to think, who knows your own mind better than you yourself? And so when somebody buys you a present, it's not your nearest and dearest, but somebody buys you a present, like, almost certainly they're going to get it wrong, unless they've overheard you saying, look, do you know what? I would like an iPad. Now, it's the fifth generation. I don't really need the one that actually goes to the 12-inch or whatever it is. The 8-inch one, because it's more portable. And then somebody goes out and buys it for you. Well, then, you know, that's when you get it right. But otherwise, I mean, sometimes you just look at the present and you think, how on earth did you ever think that I would be interested in that?
Well, Jamie,
ungrateful, but yeah. But reaction.
That's looking at it through the personal lens of whether or not you want the present or whether or not a person has been generous enough. But surely the economy depends on this mad frenzy of buying.
Well, it does. It does. And a fair proportion of gifts are useful, wanted, because the giver and the receiver know each other well enough that they're not going to make a mistake. And then, of course, there is that great invention called the receipt, where you can take it back and can exchange it for something you really want. You know, so you know you can, but then somebody you don't really know actually doesn't. Of course, they don't keep the receipt, and certainly would never think of enclosing it with the present. So I actually think that there's perhaps, you know, that sort of reduces the damage or the waste that's been caused. But do you know what? I mean, like, I'm a big fan of going out to coffee shops. And there's a couple in the Ormo Road and that I particularly frequent. And if someone gave me like a wee gift, like a gift of, and not like a voucher as such. Yes, I suppose it's a voucher, but not for money. But where they could just say, you could go along to one of these places, like, and I'll name them, Root and Branch and Cafe O, the two I quite like on the Ormo Road. And they give you a wee thing, like, bought you two coffees and two buns. I'd use that. I think that's brilliant. I would think that's far more useful than somebody bought me some gee-gaw. And our house is festooned with gee-gaws and stuff that, you know, looks like a junk shop.
Hold on, what's a gee-gaw?
It must be an old-fashioned word since you don't recognise it. But it's just like a something, like a something that's not very useful.
Oh, like a pig in a poke type thing.
Well, yeah, I suppose a bit like that.
Yeah, but describe one of your gee-gaws to me that would be bedecking your front
room. Well, funny enough, I went around the house just to examine, because it's always good to do research, Frank, before you come on the radio. And I was spotted and sitting on a table down in the living room, a cup and a saucer made of bone china. Like, it's never been used. It never will be used. I mean, it's not even a decent sized cup, but it's very fancy. Well, it's very colourful and probably cost, oh, I don't know, £15-20.
It cost, you know, £28, Jamie. I bought that for you 2 years ago.
Oh, Frank, this is so embarrassing. Well, you see, but look, it's that sort of thing.
Yeah,
single? I mean, it was even a set. You could do something with it. And then there's vases from, you know, bought from far distant parts. And you're like, it's nonsense. Just like, and people, you know, these things have travelled maybe thousands of miles. And then, as you say, you can't throw them out because I'll throw that. I say to my wife, she says, no, that's my brother giving that. So you start World War III.
Jamie, our cynicism knows no bounds. But we do know that for Christmas you'd like food vouchers, and we will get you some.
Drink wine. Wine never goes. It's never. But you know, like, but something you can use. Something, you know, like, but some, yeah. That, do you know what? Here's what. If someone's out there thinking, do you know, I'm just minded to buy Jamie a present. I never buy myself expensive wine, like really expensive wine, like over £20. I just can't bring myself to do it. It's a Ballymena man in me. You know, the Ballymena extends, its influence extends over the glens. I just couldn't do it. But I'd love really expensive wine if somebody would buy it for me.
You know no barriers. But wait, I'm making a few notes as we go along.
Do write that down.
Thank you, sir. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Good luck. So bye. Jamie DeLargy, clear as clear can be that indeed we do not need to be buying and buying for Christmas. Here's some breaking news for you. Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane have resigned as the Ireland management team. Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane have resigned as manager and assistant manager of the Irish football team. That's been reported by the Irish Examiner. And no doubt there'll be Ireland fans who will be more than pleased with that, and there'll be Ireland fans who'll think, who on earth's going to take over from Roy and Martin? Things had not been going very well for the Republic of Ireland. They were seen as the dream team not so long ago. They have stepped down as the management structure for the Republic of Ireland football team, Martin O'Neill and Roy Keane stepping down. So Christmas, how important is it to be buying presents? How important is it to be buying presents for Christmas? Does the economy actually depend on you being a bit of a spendthrift. Do let us know by sending us a text, because unfortunately our lines are still phony out as opposed to phony in. We can only phone you out. We can't phone you in this morning. We can't allow you to phone in. So 077-66-105-105 is the number. Your opinions are always very welcome. I'm going to speak to the retail trade. They depend on you in just a moment. Every day is a school day. Jill in Belfast. Jill, good morning to you. She sent me the definition of gee-gaw as out of the dictionary, and there are gee-gaws as well. A house full of Victorian gee-gaws, a showy thing, especially one that is useless or worthless. And apparently Jimmy's house is full of them. Right, Jill, thank you. Thank you indeed. Now, I want to have a conversation in relation to this whole idea of where we're going with regards to the whole concept of Christmas, and whether or not we are properly spending our money, and indeed are we rowing back to some extent from spending our money when it comes to Christmas. And we're going to be speaking now to retail trades representative Glyn Roberts from Retail NI, who's available to have a conversation with us. I love when these lines are absolutely free-flowing of a morning. Glyn, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Glyn. Jimmy DeLargy's in hand here with Martin Lewis, suggesting we don't need to do all this shopping at Christmas. We are wasting millions across the United Kingdom and probably billions across the world. You guys need us to be spendthrifts, don't you?
Absolutely. And obviously, we're fast approaching Small Business Saturday, which takes place on the first Saturday of December, 1st of December. So we're making a big push, particularly on 1st December, to get out there supporting independent retailers, local small businesses, and do your bit. We've always said that, you know, 70p that you spend in a local shop is recycled right around the rest of the economy, supporting local suppliers, local producers. So, you know, we need people to get out and do their bit, particularly, obviously, for independent retailers. But, you know, I think that people forget that retail is our largest sector of the economy. It plays a huge role in our economy. And Christmas is the harvest time for the retail sector. And we depend on people getting out and doing their bit. So, you know, get out there and shop till you drop.
Shop till you drop. That's certainly not what Martin Lewis was saying last night. He's really leading this campaign for people to be much more responsible, to think ahead. Yes, he mentioned the Secret Santa, where you buy one gift and there's a bit of a raffle goes on and to see who gets the actual gift. Instead of, for example, in this office, instead of buying, say, if I've got seven colleagues, buying seven presents, we all buy one and we have a raffle. That is a very sensible thing to do, but that means there are six less items, or more than six less items, that are actually six less items per person. If I multiply seven by six, am I right on this? It's something like, what's seven, six is 42. That's going to be 42 less items bought just in our office if we go that way. You preach against that.
Absolutely. What I would say is that, you know, a lot of people, when they give gifts, you know, make sure they've got the receipt with them as well. So if you don't like it, you can go back and change it and get something else. And you'll probably see a big increase in vouchers this year. I know I would sort of tend to get a lot of sort of friends and family sort of vouchers. It's a lot easier because I'm absolutely terrible in picking gifts and getting those things right. So I understand that. But you know, there's ways and means that, you know, people can still celebrate Christmas, do their bit for the local retail sector, and make sure that they're spending the right way.
What about people who give money as gifts? Is that not good enough for you?
Absolutely. Well, absolutely. Providing, obviously, you spend that money in local retailers, yes. So that's always a plus. But, you know, I think things, I mean, the economy, we're still, I think we have a very, shall we say, shaky growth in terms of the economy. You know, we still need people to get out there and, you know, to spend, because, you know, that's an important part of the economy. But, you know, people need to be, again, sensible in what they and how they spend and what they spend it on.
It sounds like as if Martin Lewis and Jamie DeLargy could put the economy under the way they're approaching it. Thank goodness for people like my colleagues, who I can see out the window, who are a bit of, you know, quite spendthrifty in their approach to things. They love to spend. They love the joy of the purchase, and they love the sensation of the giving. For you, long may that continue.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that, you know, we're looking, I mean, a lot of my members are working very hard this Christmas. You know, a lot of our colleagues in local chambers of commerce and councils are working hard to make town centres really great places this Christmas. So we're pulling out all the stops to make sure this is the best Christmas yet.
Glyn, thank you very much indeed. Glyn Roberts from Retail NI suggesting you get out and you spend and you spread the love.